I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Indonesia is experiencing its most violent wave of protests in over two decades. Protesters are angry with lavish government spending and police abuse. At least 10 people have been killed so far and over 1,000 taken to hospitals. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
Anti-government protests in recent days have spread to 32 of the country's 38 provinces. Government buildings, police stations have been attacked and burned. Some in locations where our FMI-supported church planters serve.
Churches are living the gospel of peace by example. Local pastors in one regency were even invited to government headquarters to pray for peace. Allen asks,
pray that the Christian community is a visible demonstration of Christ's compassion.
And technology can be a great thing. For example, it's helping Christians in Southeast Asia translate the Bible into minority languages. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
they've taken technology tools that our folks created, most notably the one called Translation Core, and they have turbocharged it. It not only serves as a checking tool, which is essential in Bible translation, but it actually serves as an initial drafting tool as well.
Tech tools from Unfolding Word help believers complete more work in less time.
They've translated the New Testament faster than anybody we've partnered with.
However, the government in this region can and does use technology to persecute Christians, so pray that believers will have discernment and wisdom. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.